starting in the soaps as usual, and in EastEnders yesterday was the day of Nick Cotton's funeral. A few local residents decided to attend in support of Dot. Later on at the ceremony, the service has a slight problem though when Ian loses his speech. Fortunately, he soon reunited with the speech and his words helped comfort Dot. When all was going so well, there are yet more problems when it's revealed how everyone really felt about Nick. Of course, Dot is furious over what happened as she feels as though her friends have ruined Nick's send-off. There was plenty of drama in Corrie as well this week to begin with, and Kevin Webster returned to the street. It wasn't the smoothest of entrances either, as he thinks Sally's home was being burgled as the door was left wide open and there was someone inside. He walked in and saw a man crouched down by the TV. He quickly reacted, punching the man, soon realising that the man he'd just beaten was Sally's new boyfriend. Not the best of greetings, is it? Also on the soap, we saw Tina and Peter sneak to a posh hotel, and as they settled down to enjoy their dinner, they soon realised that David and Kylie were just sitting tables away from them. In a panic, Peter and Tina rush away to their hotel room, narrowly missing bumping into the pair. Moving on to celebrity news, and brace yourselves, Simon Cowell is getting ready to sign Miley Cyrus as a judge on The X Factor. Yes, I know what you're thinking, Miley Cyrus, and you did hear that right. Simon says she's really nice and definitely has an opinion and was keen to try and get her on board for the US version of the show, but now he's ramping it up, and a source says that he's had an offer went out to Miley's management last week and talks are currently taking place. What do you think then? Would Miley be good on the judging panel? This story is on the website at gateway978.com. Leave your comments telling us what you reckon. And now, unless you're a big fan, you may not have heard much from Nicholas McDonald since The X Factor. Until now, he had an interview recently in which he was asked what animal he would associate himself with.
Pug, because they're like small, random, and sometimes cheeky.
Okay, Nick, a small, random, and cheeky pug. We all agree. And finally, the chart. There was a brand new number one as 5SOS released their new single. But first, they dropped one place, coming in at number two on the chart. It's Duke Dumont featuring Jax Jones with I Got You. So with Duke Dumont down a place at number two, 5 Seconds of Summer came in high on the chart when they released their brand new single, She Looks So Perfect. Their fans went crazy over last weekend, shooting their song straight up to the number one spot. So well done to 5 Seconds of Summer for reaching number one straight away. To listen again, take a visit to gateway978.com. I'll be back next week with your entertainment roundup. I'm Jamie Long.